In Randolph County and from miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. We're going to be talking this morning with Kelsey from St. Louis Dairy Council. Kelsey, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jeff?
I'm here. Can't complain, as
it's
I always
Monday.
Say. That's true. That is true. Things, you know, continue. I mean, life, you know, I guess the world continues to spin, and then that means schools are back in session and a little bit different with the current situation, but still getting the message out that, you know, dairy is important in our nutrition and everything, and farming in itself is as well. And October here, I noticed you say, is farm to school month.
Yes, it is. So it's a great time to celebrate that connection between our children and the local foods that are getting produced by those farmers. And actually today, October 12th, is National Farmer Day too. So a great day to celebrate those farmers out there that are feeding America. So.
Right. We have a large listening population of farmers and stuff, so imagine a lot of them are out in the fields right now, but...
Yes, it's heavy into harvest season now, so it's a busy time for our farmers, that's for sure.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, Farm to School Month, and we'll talk about that here. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and we will come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 at 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Again, we're talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. Farm to School Month. What is Farm to School Month?
So Farm to School Month is something that was created by the USDA's Farm to School program, and it encourages school districts to bring those locally produced foods into the school cafeterias and kind of make opportunities for hands-on learning activities, gardening, farm visits, culinary classes, and really integrating food-related education into this month. So when schools do participate in this farm-to-school program and farm-to-school month, everyone really benefits, the kids, the farmers, and the local communities too. So the kids are really benefiting from farm-to-school by learning about, like I said, that food education, health, agriculture, nutrition. The farmers are benefiting because it's a really good financial opportunity to get their foods into schools. But that's a lot of people that you're feeding when you're talking about schools. And then your community is also benefiting from these opportunities because of the, you know, the economic impact it's making, community engagement, and also just strengthening jobs and relationships within the community as well.
We keep talking about local food. What is considered a local food?
So, you know, it's very hard to define a local food. So many programs define it as within a certain number of miles from the school or within the county. Some consider within the state as being local or even neighboring states. But the definition really varies. Local foods can span from many parts of the school meal tray too. I know, you know, I'm from the Dairy Council. We always talk about dairy, and that is the most, you know, the original local food. But it's also in the fruits and vegetables. It's in the wheat that's in the pizza crust. It's the beans that are in the chili and things of that nature too. So they have to be sourced from all sorts of farmers across the area. Also, you know, and, you know, I say the pizza crust and the beans and the chili. So we're getting things from farmers and ranchers and fishermen and other food businesses in the area as well. So it's a really, you know, broad term when we talk about local foods and what exactly that means.
So when we talk about it, it may not be referring to something like peaches or some specific, I mean, it can be, but obviously can incorporate much more than that, you know, ingredients and even things in our food.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned pizza, and pizza is a really good example because it's the wheat in the crust. It's the tomatoes in the sauce. It's the cheese on, from the dairy farm. It's the sausage from the pork farm. So a pizza is a really good example of all these different foods that come together that can be local if we're celebrating Farm to School Month.
See, contrary to what some people believe, pizza is a good, well-rounded food.
Yeah. You know, we have to consume it in moderation, like all things. But yes, it is. It has all the food groups in it.
Right. You know, a lot of people don't even probably think about milk as being a local food.
Yeah, and that's a great point to make. And milk, you know, has always been a part of the school lunch tray. So just aside from Farm to School Month or focusing on local foods, milk is always a strong component in that school lunch tray. And one thing I always love to tell people that it was an interesting fact for me to learn is that it only takes 2 days for milk to get from cow to carton. So from the moment it's coming out of that cow to the point where it's being bottled and stacked on the shelves, it's only 48 hours. So a lot of students end up being, whenever I talk to them about this, are really excited and surprised to learn that the milk on their trays almost always is coming from a local farm. And another thing I like to tell listeners out there is that the gallons that you buy at the store, if you go to whereismymilkfrom.com, you can actually see where your milk is coming from. And I think that a lot of people out there will be surprised exactly how local it is and how fresh it is too.
Milk is just one of those things, you know, we don't think of as being local, but yet it is. And I wasn't aware it takes only 2 days for it to get from the cow to the carton. That was news for me.
Yes, they have it down pat anymore with the processing and getting it to you. And it's, you can always, you know, rest assured that your milk is fresh, it's local, it's safe, and it's super nutritious with those 9 essential nutrients in it as well.
Right. Aside from milk, how else is, we mentioned like the cheese and pizza and things, but how else is dairy a part of school meals?
There is a ton of ways that they use dairy in school meals. One way is in single serving cups with, or, you know, yogurt, cottage cheese. They also have yogurt with granola and fruit. A lot of schools are picking up smoothie programs. That's a really popular thing right now. Yogurt's really a big, really popular thing in schools right now. Another way is just cheese. So this is a longtime favorite in school cafeterias. I know when I was a kid, macaroni cheese day was my favorite day. So macaroni and cheese, you know, string cheese, shredded cheese. There's also a lot of schools in our area right now that are picking up a Lunchable program, or calling them Munchables, and basically mocking the original Lunchable but making their own and healthier versions in the school cafeterias that includes cheese as well.
Right.
Another way that they're including dairy too, that an up-and-coming thing, which in the high schools, is doing coffee bars and including dairy in those lattes and things like that, which is something that I really wish our high school had whenever I was in there. That would have been so helpful. But
yeah, I noticed that.
That's another interesting way.
I wish that as well. You know, back when I was in school, you know, you know, coffee was something your parents drank, and you know, some kids got to drink it, you know, once they got past 12. You couldn't drink it before you were 12. You know, but nowadays.
Yeah, it's such a popular thing now. And honestly, drinking coffee is a lot better than the kids that are stopping at the gas station on the way there and picking up an energy drink or a soda, which is getting them their caffeine. Coffee is a lot, you know, especially paired with dairy, is a lot healthier way to get that caffeine in the morning and get them focused.
Right. How can these farm-to-school programs that you know, we've been talking about. How can those benefit the school and the community?
So, in several different ways. So, the USDA Farm to School Census back in 2015 found that about 42% of school districts are participating in farm to school activities. And this is such an important thing to note, because that means that 42% of our kids that are out there are getting to learn about where their food is coming from. Over two-thirds of districts that engaged in those farm-to-school activities said that they have increased support from parents and community members, improved acceptance and participation in school meals, and lower school meal program cost, because, you know, you're getting it these foods locally so that you're getting them at a better cost. And whenever kids learn about their food, it turns out that they want to eat it more. So better participation as well. And many of these schools that are participating in the farm to school activities hold different taste test opportunities or demonstrations or educating them on the culinary side of it. So it really engaging the kids in their food and making them excited about their meals again.
Right. It's you know, I mean, these days it's more important than ever, because you know, when I was growing up and stuff, I grew up in a small town, but yet we had our own garden, so we grew a lot of food that we ate and stuff there. I went to school with kids who grew up in farms, but while the same is true these days, you know, somewhat in the rural areas, it's not as much as it used to be, so kids have less direct contact with agricultural type things, programs.
You're absolutely right, and the more the time goes on, the more and more the average American is removed from the farm. So it's so important to make sure that we're educating the kids out there on where their food comes from, because kids come up with the craziest things in their head. I've had kids think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows and all sorts of things. So it's never been more important as we become more and more removed from the farm to learn where our food comes from so that we can feel connected with our food.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, let's take another quick break here, and we will come back and talk some more with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council here this morning on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. Got a little time left in our program this morning. Again, we're talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. It's October, and it's Farm to School Month. We've been talking about locally grown foods and programs in the school to help kids kind of connect with locally grown foods. Another thing about it is it has the ability to stimulate local and regional economies. How can the Farm to School stimulate local and regional economies?
So one way is that, you know, just to put into perspective, school districts spend almost $790 million on local foods for school meals, and that was from a 2013-2014 study. So that it probably has only gone up from here. So across the U.S., $790 million. That's a huge chunk that comes from schools. So 46% of schools purchasing local foods report that they plan to purchase even more local foods in the future. I think that people are really taking a lot of stow in where their food comes from and purchasing local. And on average, school districts report spending 11% of their total school food budget on local foods, with most districts purchasing local fruits and vegetables, also milk, as we know, that's like the original local food, and baked goods and other dairy products. So there's a ton of money that can come from our schools to be funneled into our local economies if they were to pick up the Farm to School program.
Right. So it's not only benefiting our health by eating locally grown foods and stuff that, you know, not a lot of processed foods, but yet it also benefits the economies.
Exactly. It's great for our local economies. And our, you know, I live in a small town too, and our school is basically the biggest business in town. So, you know, it supplies all sorts of jobs, but also thinking about all this food that the kids are consuming and where that food is coming from and how we can help our local economy that way.
What about the environmental impact of the Farm to School program?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different impacts that it can make, reduced food waste being one of them, both on the production side of things and reduced plate waste. like I said before, the more you get kids excited about the foods that they're eating and educate them on it, the more that they'll eat of it. Another way it can help the environment is reduction on transportation-related environmental impact. So all those emissions that those big trucks make hauling food from who knows where, we can be helping that by buying local. That's another way we can help the environment with the Farm to School program. And then also just it's supporting the environment in our local area too, because these farmers are typically having pretty sustainable approaches to food production and all of that. So the Farm to School program can help the environment as well.
Okay. So, kind of an overall, well-rounded impact that local foods and stuff can have on areas.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. And at the end of the day, it's just kind of fun for our kids. So that Farm to School program is really, really an interesting opportunity.
It's a topic they can really sink their teeth into.
Exactly.
Does the St. Louis Dairy Council, I'm sure you do, have some resources for people?
Yeah, so we have one of our biggest programs that we do at the Dairy Council is our Adopt-A-Cow program, which is in schools, and it is for teachers and their students, and they can go onto our website. The barn is closed for this year, but next year at the beginning of the school year, the teachers can go to adopt a baby cow virtually and get monthly updates on how their baby cow is doing and along with educational resources on dairy foods and where they come from and really bringing that farm to school there. We also have Moo to You downloadable posters for school cafeterias on our website, and those are farmers that are in our area and that you could go onto the website and our website and click the closest farm to you, and then, you know, that's your local farmer. We also have plenty of farm-to-school infographics, things to educate kids on what farmers do and where their food comes from. So check out our website at stldairycouncil.org.
Okay, so you got the website. You've also got several other resources that the teachers or people in general can go to and learn more.
Yeah, and if, you know, I know some people are out there are having their kids do schooling from home, too. There are a ton of downloadable resources on our website for that, too, to keep your kids busy. Lots of good stuff. Also, we are doing lots of social media stuff right now. With everybody being at home, social media has been booming. So follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We have lots of recipes and activities and educational stuff on our social media pages. And our handle is STL Dairy Council. So that's another good resource as well. And then also, if you're wanting to learn more about the National Farm to School Network that the USDA has, go to www.farmtoschool.org, and there are tons of Farm to School resources on there as well.
All right. Well, Kelsey, it sounds like we're out of time, but I appreciate you talking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
And have a great week.
And we'll look forward to talking to you again next month. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.